Complaints of unnecessary physical force used against Utah students has prompted a bill to clarify what should and shouldn't happen in a classroom. KUER's Lee Hale reports.
House Bill 92 states that teachers can physically restrain a student who is causing harm to themselves or someone else in the classroom. But when the student is only causing damage to classroom property, the bill requires that teachers physically guide the student rather than restrain them, basically using just enough touch to escort them out of the classroom. The bill's sponsor, Democratic Representative Carol Spackman Moss, was a teacher herself.
You know, no teacher really wants to restrain a kid.
Moss says the idea of the bill is to avoid restraint when a student can be talked down, or if the damage is relatively minimal, like throwing a binder. Now, if the student is really wreaking havoc,
I think doing the reasonable thing to stop further damage or to calm the student down is not at all unwarranted.
The bill was read on the House floor Tuesday morning. Those who opposed were worried that this further complicates an already complicated situation. Here's Republican Representative Justin Fossen.
I think we're going down a path where we're limiting options for response, and we're also increasing our liability as a state.
Another Republican representative, Eric Hutchings, spoke in favor of the bill. He says currently there is way too much gray area for teachers.
If the kid picks up a desk and decides to just trash the whole entire classroom, can I stop him? Or do I have to wait till he's done? Ooh.
Hutchings argued that this bill would help put things in perspective, what's appropriate and when, especially for special education teachers, who will likely be impacted the most by this guidance. The bill is currently undergoing revisions and will return to the House floor in the next few days. Lee Hale, KUER News.